This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go. Welcome into the program. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line. Took a few days off for the All-Star break. I'm back. Feels good. I'm glad to be talking to you. We've got a late night together tonight. We just got done with Redbird Rush Hour, and now we'll run Sports Open Line for about the next hour and 40 minutes. Then we'll jump into Cardinals pregame, and then I'll be back with you for Cardinals postgame tonight. Kyle Sixt is here, our sports producer extraordinaire. Kyle, do you have a an over-under time of where what time you might get out of here tonight? If it goes past this time, it's just, okay, this is a little bit too much.
I think these West Coast games are tough. If I'm here at 1 o'clock in the morning, that stinks.
Okay. And here's the fun thing we do when games are good, because we did this the other day when we had the long rain delay. You weren't here because you work at the ballpark on those days. But the fun thing about when we're doing the post-game show at, you know, midnight, that's when the 11:20 a.m. signal just gets basically nationwide coverage. So all of a sudden, we got people in Wyoming and Colorado and Arizona and Pennsylvania, like wherever. I'm just naming random states. I don't know why I went all Western states. Are all listening to us. And a lot of times I'll say, hey, just text in where you are listening to us from. And that's always fun. That is the power. As much as we love being on FM, on 104.1 FM, and it's so great within the St. Louis metro area to have this FM signal. Hopefully you are listening to that. It is, it's especially fun when we're doing the kind of the overnight type shows, the late one. And even tonight's, it gets later than tonight. When the Cardinals play some of these games against the Dodgers coming up, that's like a 9:15 first pitch central time. So this is what? We're
8:40.
8:40? That's 35 minutes later. Yep. So this isn't even as bad as it can get. But yeah, we always enjoy being able to not just talk to the people in St. Louis, but talk to the people throughout the entire country when we're on in the middle of the night. So I will be this is my challenge to all of you listeners out there. Just be with us tonight. Midnight, 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30. Maybe the game goes a really long time. Who knows? Just be with us tonight as we talk Cardinals baseball, and hopefully we're talking through a Cardinals victory. Here's what we've got coming up on the program today. A couple out guests here in hour number one. We are going to have our friend Brendan Schaefer. He is going to join us in about 10 minutes or so. He covers the Cardinals for KMOV and also for STL Sports Central. He was at the All-Star game as well in Atlanta. We'll probably get some Mizzou talk in with him as well. He's pretty passionate about Mizzou athletics. So we'll talk with Brendan in about 10 minutes. And then later on this hour, we'll talk with Dax McCarty, who is part of the team at MLS Season Pass. We'll talk some City SC soccer with him. And we'll give you an opportunity. This is one of those days, I think, with the second half of the season getting started, a lot of attention on this team, what's going to happen moving forward leading into the trade deadline. We'll give you an opportunity to call and text and tweet and do all those sort of things. For those of you who are watching on the stream, we are live right now on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You can always just leave a comment on the chat. You can call or text 314-436-7900, and you can leave a message on Twitter as well, or tweet at me would be the better way to put that, at Matt Pauly on air. I had to laugh, by the way. So, I know sometimes when we talk about Twitter, or X as it's officially called, it gets political because of who happens to own it. This is nothing political whatsoever. I just think this is hilarious. So, the news of the moment, Kyle, is that Nolan Gorman has evidently been scratched from tonight's game. We can assume it is due to the back issue. I have not seen anything from the assembled media yet in Arizona. Maybe Ali has not spoken yet to them, or maybe Ali already spoke and then he got scratched afterwards. So we'll wait to see if anything does come out in terms of why Gorman has been scratched. But I think it is a safe assumption that it is because of his back. So the AI bot for Twitter or X is called Grok, G-R-O-K. And people can like ask Grok questions, and then they give answers. Is this do we need to do pronouns when it comes to AI bots? I don't know. So Grok was asked by somebody earlier today. Actually, he was asked if Nolan Gorman's in the lineup, and this was before Gorman was scratched. And Grok said, "Yes, Nolan Gorman's in the lineup." Kyle, I was going to hold this for later because this is funny, but you know what? Let's just start this now because I'm looking at it and I'm laughing at it. Grok posted about 20 minutes ago, confirmed Nolan Gorman scratched from the Cardinals lineup versus the Braves on July 18th, 2025 due to back tightness. Brendan Donovan shifts to second base. Matt Carpenter to third base. Gorman is day-to-day. So according to the AI bot Grok, the Cardinals are playing the Braves tonight, Kyle, and Matt Carpenter is the Cardinals' third baseman this evening.
Good to have you back, Carp.
Haven't seen that transaction quite yet come through, but yes, that is the news from Grok. So there we go. There's, every time you get worried that artificial intelligence is going to take your job, just say, you know what? Matt Carpenter isn't a Cardinal anymore. Tell AI that, and you can go from there. All right, we will take our first break. When we come back, we are going to be joined by Brendan Schaefer. He covers the Cardinals for KMOV, also STL Sports Central. I want to talk to him about the All-Star game as well. Again, we are leading you for the next hour and a half. We're taking you to Cardinals baseball tonight. The Cardinals and the Diamondbacks, not the Braves. Cardinals and the Diamondbacks are going to match up coming up this evening right here on your home of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM KMOX. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are leading you until Cardinals baseball tonight. They match up against the Arizona Diamondbacks, beginning the unofficial second half of the season coming off the All-Star break. Very happy to welcome back onto the program. He is our friend. He covers the Cardinals for both KMOV and also for STL Sports Central. He is Brendan Schaefer. You follow him on Twitter at BSchaefer12. Brendan, always good to have you on. Welcome to the second half of the baseball season.
Yeah, excited to be here, Matt. Appreciate you having me on tonight, and kind of eager to see what the Cardinals are going to be out of the All-Star break. It's been kind of weird. You have that four-day period in the middle of the summer where there's no baseball, but we're ready to see it back and see what kind of push the Cardinals are going to make ahead of the trade deadline.
You were in Atlanta for the All-Star game, correct?
Yes, I was. Yes, sir.
Well, just more than anything else, the Hank Aaron thing, how did that, we saw it on TV, how did that play being in the, you know, in the stadium?
Yeah, that was wild, man. I was kind of walking around at that point on the concourse, just exploring a bit, and saw, you know, obviously something happening on the field. And I said, I got to get to a spot where I can get a vantage point to check this out. And it did. It played well in the stadium, right? It was maybe more for the way it broadcasted from that aerial view and just such great visuals, but you could even see it really well in the stadium, and people were obviously locked in on it and pretty excited about it.
Yeah, that was, for me, that was the highlight of the entire thing. Did you enjoy the swing off at the end? This isn't a conversation about whether or not they should bring it to regular season, but in that situation, in an all-star game, did you like that?
Oh, I love it for an all-star game. And it's been, I can't remember how many years back they said, hey, if we ever get into this situation, here's how we're going to handle an extra inning scenario in an all-star game. And I was always excited to see what it could play out as. Of course, like when you're imagining it, you're imagining Shohei and Aaron Judge and all these superstar players. But realistically, those guys are long gone in some cases, trying to just make of their all-star break rest what they can, because it's a long week for those guys, being their Monday and Tuesday. So not totally surprising that you didn't have every star, you know, clamoring to take it. But it also sounded like maybe if they'd asked some guys like Bobby Witt Jr., I saw him say, yeah, I would have liked to have participated. But I think other than just the obvious of maybe you didn't get the fantasy draft of your favorite big sluggers all involved in it, it was a great moment. And heck, a guy like Kyle Schwarber, man, he was built in a lab for something like that.
He absolutely was. It was fun. And Major League Baseball's deep, dark secret that all-star starters don't stay till the end of the game got to be broadcast very heavily in that moment.
Yeah, I think people were surprised by that. But like you said, something that, you know, maybe being inside a little bit more, we kind of had an understanding. It reminds you of spring training, right? When the veterans get done after five innings or so, you know, they oftentimes are permitted to go on with the rest of their day. But in particular with an all-star game, like you think about a guy like Shohei Ohtani, he is never going to be not in the all-star game. So you want to be able to respect that those guys still need the break just as much as anybody else does throughout the four-day period where there are no games scheduled. And he cuts that in half as it is because he's always going to be there. He's always going to be voted as an all-star. You respect that they've got other things that they would like to do after they have sort of fulfilled their obligations and participated in the game.
It does not appear that Oliver Marmol has addressed this yet. If he has, the media in Arizona has not sent out any tweets about it. But Nolan Gorman, who was in the initial lineup that was posted today by the Cardinals, has since been scratched. Now Jordan Walker is in right field, and they're moving some other guys around. Brendan, it feels like the injury bug, something that the Cardinals have been able to stay away from most of the season, whether it was Newt Barr who went on the injured list right before, now Gorman. We'll see what happens with Walker moving forward. But this Gorman thing isn't great, and it's a lot of guys are dealing with things right now.
Yeah, and in particular, a right-hander, Brandon Pfaadt, you'd want to stack as many lefties against him tonight as possible. But with Newt Barr going on the IL the last day before the break and now Gorman being scratched, You're definitely throwing more right-handers in there than you would have otherwise expected. And interesting, too, like Jordan Walker gets the recall from the minors after, really not a recall, but back from the injured list, but wasn't going to be slated to be in that original lineup, which kind of tells you, you know, where he's been with some of his struggles at AA. But now it's an opportunity for him. I think that's the best way to look at it. When the Cardinals are dealing with a number of nicks and cuts right now, a guy like Walker maybe doesn't project based on, you know, how he was performing in AA to be ready to take the league by storm upon getting back up here. But he's going to have every opportunity to do so. And so you're certainly looking for a spark from him. And I'll note, too, as well, Arenado being in the lineup after dealing with the finger injury and was not in the lineup over the weekend before the break is at least good to see. And he's not DHing. He's in there at third base. Hopefully there's no recurrence with him in that index finger problem, because as you said, Matt, there are a lot of guys that are banged up right now.
Do you think that if you had everything to do all over again, maybe they should have rested some guy? Should Mason Wynn get some more days off? Should Nolan Arenado get some more days off? Should have Lars Nootbaar gotten some more days off? And maybe whether it's with Wynn and his production falling back, whether it's Arenado and Nootbaar dealing with more injuries recently, do you think there's a cause and effect to these guys playing as much as they have and now all of a sudden these injuries starting to pop up on them?
You know, it's so interesting, too, because we could take that side of it, or we could look at it and say, gosh, every time that there's a lineup that comes out with a bench player in a starting role, everybody's wondering why he's in there. And so I think for Oliver Marmol, there's no easy task to be able to exactly find that right balance. The other part of this, too, is you've got guys like Arenado, for example. You know, all he was asked Friday night before the break as to whether or not he might hit the injured list with that injury that he had to be removed from the game because of, And he said, look, this guy really likes to play baseball. Good luck telling these guys that know their bodies and really want to be in there as competitors that know, you know, we're going to sit you. Like, obviously, that's the manager's role to kind of find the balance with those things. But he's got a lot of guys that want to be in there and contributing. So it's not an easy answer to that question, Matt. But it is one of those cases where I think you just kind of have to continue to talk to guys, hear from guys, and find the best balance that you can. But this is that dog days part of the summer, right? You're going to start getting into that period where the attrition starts to mount. It is a reason that I think the Cardinals at their most competitive would maybe have a little bit more punch off the bench. But largely, you know, other than maybe the one or two guys at full health that the Cardinals would like to be in their daily lineup, but they just don't have room for, the back half of that bench has been a little bit weaker this year in terms of having just the full confidence that you can step those guys into the lineup and you're not going to miss a beat. So the starters have largely played, and look, with where they are in the standings, you can also understand the impetus of that as well.
I think you can look at what's going on with the Yankees and Paul Goldschmidt, where they give him a fair amount of time off. They'll stack off days next to off days for the team. And he's having a resurgent season at 287 and an OPS that's approaching 800 after obviously not having a season like that the year before. It does seem like a very weird thing to me that there's a lot of research and a lot of, you know, medical studies out there that show the type of how rest is so important, yet the Cardinals in many ways allow guys to go out and play as much as they want no matter what, even though you can see examples of other guys and other organizations getting more time off and seemingly being more productive because of it.
Yeah, but I can also remember back to last year and using Mason Winn as an example, that as he was dealing with some back issues, Ollie would often give him that back-to-back, and we've seen it with other guys at times as well. It's just a matter of, you know, you've got 162 games to play, and it can be challenging for sure. And I wonder if part of that too is the team is surging in the standings in a way that maybe wasn't expected. I'm not saying they're right there in a playoff spot tonight, but they're five games over 500. They've had a pretty solid start to the season, whereas if they had been under 500, are you a little bit less pedal to the metal trying to find a way to, you know, maximize your chances to win games and almost maybe show the front office like, hey, we're a pretty good team here. We do need a little bit of help. Do you need that proof of concept in the standings before you imagine the Cardinals being more aggressive in buying at the deadline? That could be part of it as well, but certainly a lot of factors I respect that Oliver Marmol has to manage when it comes to this topic.
Just a few more minutes with Brendan Schaefer here on a Graybar Sports Open Line. So let's switch gears before we get you out of here, because college football season right around the corner. SEC football media days were this past week. As always, Eli Drinkwitz is going to go out and say something that catches headlines, and so he certainly did that with his comments about the college football playoff and everything. Had some things to say nice about the decision by the College Football Hall of Fame to lower the threshold so Mike Leach can get in. But it feels like Drink is always good at being able to be in the headlines, which is good. When you get past that, the poll came out. Doesn't seem like there's a lot of respect for Missouri football going into the season. It's been like that almost every year. They generally perform at a higher level. What are your expectations here going into this season?
Oh man, you got to be careful with that loaded question. I actually have sky high expectations. I would say that nationally and like throughout the Southeastern Conference, when those media members are voting in a poll like that, which weirdly enough, they did sort of give Mizzou a little bit of respect last year after the Cotton Bowl winning season. They came in and I believe voted sixth place for Mizzou in the conference, which is about where they ended up. But now you look at this year and okay, no Brady Cook, and they haven't announced who the quarterback is going to be. So I don't know that there's a lot of love for Bo Prabula, who is going to be the starter in my estimation, and I think is going to be a really good player for them. But like in terms of narrative, that doesn't play very well when you're voting in a poll like this. You lose Luther Burden to the draft, and so that's what a lot of people that maybe just take a surface-level interpretation of Mizzou football thinking from around the conference. I did the poll. I was there at SEC Media Days as well, and I ranked Missouri fourth in the conference. I think there is a legitimate case to be made that they're pushing for this football playoff. Because as much as Drinkwitz is kind of downplaying and continuing to respect the quarterback competition, the rest of his roster, he has said over and over, there is a lot of talent, perhaps the most talented team that he's had since being here at Missouri. I think that is there's a case to be made that that's the case. There's a lot of transfers that came in on the defense that are going to help that group. And I'm very high on Ahmad Hardy, the new running back that was the Sun Belt Freshman of the Year after playing at Louisiana. So there's a lot of talent. They do have to figure out who their left tackle is going to be, Matt. But I do think that when you combine it with a manageable enough schedule, there's not a game on this schedule that I look at and say, based on where it's played and when, Missouri can't at least put its best foot forward and have a chance to win it. There's a lot of games that are going to be on the road where you played those same opponents at your place last year and barely squeaked by. So that's a bit of a concern. You've got to up your game on the road this year, but they're not far off. I have high hopes for what this season could bring.
Is there ever a scenario outside of winning a national championship or maybe winning an SEC championship? Is there any scenario where Missouri starts to get viewed as one of those upper echelon SEC teams from basically from media in the as in kind of the SEC markets that have been around for a while?
Yeah, it's tough, man. There is that narrative that it's hard to kind of change an opinion about something, and you can show them over and over, but you still may not garner that respect. Being down there, there is sort of that narrative still, even after a dozen years in the conference, that's like, yeah, Columbia, Missouri, that's not really SEC territory. That's kind of like they're in that other category. Wins over the long haul, I think, are something that can change that narrative. Getting back to Atlanta for an SEC championship game, I think would go a long way toward that. Look, Drinkwitz has had 2 10-win seasons in a row.
Yeah.
If he stacks up a third one, they're going to have to start to pay attention to what's happening in Como, I would have to believe.
I think you're wrong, Brandon. I think if they have the exact same season that they had over the last couple years, basically, I think we're having the exact same conversation at this moment next year.
It just depends, though. Like, if Bo Prabula is a stud, right, and let's say he's a Heisman candidate, right, which nobody would say, but I might say, if that happens and he's not going to the NFL, because I think he'd have another year of eligibility where he would still need to stay in college, he would return and they would say, okay, they've got the quarterback figured out. But a year where Mizzou comes in and nobody knows who the quarterback's going to be, yeah, that's a tough sell, because people just look at those surface level interpretations and they don't see that there's actually really good depth on the 2 deep and the 3 deep when it comes to this defense, when it comes to the big running back that they brought in. So that's sort of, it's very surface level, I think, when people talk about Missouri from around the conference. I don't know, winning more games and getting more marquee players that people know from around the league maybe is the only way to help change it. But you're right, it's an uphill battle.
He is Brendan Schaefer, does a great job covering the Cardinals. Big part of what's going on at STL Sports Central, which is awesome. They continue to put out great content. Also covering the team for KMOV. Always appreciate the time. We'll see you at the ballpark next week.
Sounds good, Matt. Appreciate it.
All right, I guess a week from next week, but you get the idea. That's Brendan Schaefer joining us here on the program. We'll take a break. We've got another guest coming up in just a moment or so. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk some City SC soccer with Dax McCarty in just a moment right here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Welcome back into the program. Great to have you with us again. We are leading you up until St. Louis Cardinals baseball tonight. They are going to be in action opening up the second half of the season. They are matched up against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The last time City SC played, they picked up a victory at home against Portland by a 2-1 score, and they are going to return to action coming up tomorrow. They're going to be on the road to take on FC Dallas. Very happy to welcome on to the program. Part of the broadcast team over at MLS Season Pass and Apple TV, former MLS midfielder Dax McCarty joining us. Dax, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm doing great. No problem. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you guys? Doing great. Glad to be able to talk to somebody for once after a City victory, as they do get that win against Portland the last time out. What did you see from them? What was maybe different in helping them come away victorious? The wins have been few and far between this season.
Yeah, I was really impressed with St. Louis defensively. You know, David Critchley has come in. He's been really impressive in terms of what he is trying to do with St. Louis in terms of this team's confidence when they have the ball. When they're in possession, he wants them to be more brave. He wants them to build out of the back, and he wants them to push more numbers forward. That was a big criticism of mine with St. Louis City in terms of they were just boring to watch. So many defensive players on the field. They just were really, really difficult to watch in the attack. David Critchley has actually completely reversed that. They've been really fun to watch in the attack. I think they've been more dynamic, more dangerous. They have more ideas of how to break teams down with possession. But the flip side of that was that their defensive stability kind of went out the window. That, you know, they'd conceded multiple goals in consecutive games. I was really impressed that David Critchley was able to find the right balance between still letting that attack go and search for goals, but also their rest defense, the way that they defended Portland in transition. It was so much better than it has been in previous games.
Yeah, I think that's, for me, that's really been the biggest question since the coaching change. Is this going to be a situation where each week they basically have to choose offense or defense based off, you know, the alignment that they put out there, that they just don't have the roster that can kind of do both? To your point, it was a little bit more both against Portland, and I guess the question now moving forward is, can they continue to move in that direction?
Absolutely. I really think they can. I've liked, guys, when I actually watched this reverse fixture when St. Louis played Portland in Portland and they ended up losing on a last-minute David Ayala goal, I actually thought St. Louis was the better team. I thought that they were more dangerous. I thought they were really unlucky not to win that game. And so Critchley is doing a really good job. I hope St. Louis fans realize how good of a job he is doing. And I just look at what the players say about a coach whenever they get asked about what things have changed. Every single player that I've heard from to a T says the training sessions have gotten better. We play with more bravery in possession. There's more confidence on the ball. I think you look no further than Joao Klaus in the form that he is in. Marcel Hartel was the one that got the goals the last game. But Joao Klaus is like the perfect example of the changes that David Critchley has made. He's getting his attacking players higher up the field. He's getting his strikers more chances. If he can keep that balance, if he can make sure that defensively they have a good balance whenever they have the ball, then I think that St. Louis can make a little run here at the end of the season. And I'm not saying that they have enough to make the playoffs, because they're pretty far down. I think they're 11 points out of that final playoff spot, which, let's be honest, it's a big road to climb. But I like David Critchley, what he's doing. He's taking it one game at a time. He's going to start to get some center backs healthy. I'm worried about the center back situation with how many guys they have that are on the injury list. But once they start to get some center backs healthy again, St. Louis is going to be a team that I don't think any playoff team or any team fighting for playoff positioning is going to want to face in the home stretch.
Is there, this is a very broad question, and I apologize, but I look at what the kind of the cycle of this organization over the last couple of years, and when John Hackworth came in for Bradley Carnell, Hack did an incredible job, and they played a lot better. And now here we are. David Critchley comes in. You just talked about the impact that he's having. Why is it that the two full-time head coaches have been replaced by interim guys? And, you know, Carnell obviously had an incredible first season, so this doesn't completely apply to his entire tenure, but it does seem like the interim guys have come in and with this organization really been able to give them a lift.
Yeah, I think there's two things to this. One is that the interim coaches, they come in and there's not a ton of pressure on interim coaches. Interim coaches come in, they're tasked with just trying to get the team going in a different direction, in a better direction. They're tasked with, you know, getting the players in a little bit more confident vein, right? And they're playing with house money anyways. You know, I don't think many interim coaches are expected to get the job. And so, you know, they can just coach freely and they can make sure they try to get the best out of the players. And the other part of that is that, listen, I think that, first of all, Bradley Carnell should have never been fired, okay? I'm on record as saying that Bradley Carnell should have never been fired. And I don't believe that with what Lutz Fanastiel is preaching, I'm not sure he hired the right coach to begin with. I think the right coach to begin with, if he would have brought a coach in that wants to play on the front foot, a coach that wants to play that high-energy, aggressive, attacking football, well, let's be honest, Olaf Melberg didn't do that basically at all. And so I'm not sure where the disconnect is. I'm not sure why Olaf Melberg was hired in the first place. But there's two things with that. Bradley Carnell was let go too early. Even if the team was having a difficult run, I think that Bradley Carnell would have been able to get the team out of that. But that's in the past now. And now, you know, there's a lot of pressure on Lutz Fanastiel to get this next coaching hire right, because he's already let go of one coach who I believe is a very good coach. And now, you know, there's a lot of pressure to get it right going into what I believe will be the fourth season for St. Louis City next year. And you're already would be on your third full-time head coach. You know, that's not good enough. And so I'm really curious to see how St. Louis City does to finish the season out under David Critchley. And then they're going to have a really interesting offseason.
If you are this is a really good soccer market, and when you get to play inside Energizer Park, there's going to be there's so many appealing, attractive things about this organization that I think coaches are going to really jump into. But to the point that you just made, there's also this idea behind the fact that they have churned through coaches so much. If you're somebody that's looking at this job, do you think there's going to be pause for some of these individuals on if they want to come here because they've seen the churn in such a short amount of time?
I don't think there's going to be any pause. I think that St. Louis is such an attractive soccer market. I just think that what Lutz Fanastiel is looking for, that coach has to align with what he wants and sees for this market and for this organization. That's the key. As long as a head coach is on the same page as a sporting director, well, then I think it's one of the most attractive markets in Major League Soccer. I mean, you said it yourself. First of all, the supporters of St. Louis City deserve a ton of credit. I absolutely loved when I was playing for Atlanta United. I got to actually play in St. Louis and feel the energy firsthand, which is fantastic. I think they have some of the most passionate supporters in the league. The other side of that is that they've got a training facility. They've got a downtown stadium. It's a great city to live in. I just think that there are so many positives that if you're a head coach, and you're looking for a really good job where you think that you can grow, as long as your, you know, coaching desires and your sporting vision matches Lutz Fanastiel's, well, then I think you're going to be on the same page, and I think you're going to have a really successful tandem right there.
Couple more moments with Dax McCarty. You mentioned just back to what's actually going to happen and looking at the game coming up tomorrow. Injury report released earlier today. Durkin, Kessler, Morales, Nelson Wenzel all out. Celia Pompeo, he's questionable. They said it's a matter of pain tolerance. But that's a lot of guys who are out, and that can certainly impact this team in a negative way, like you alluded to earlier.
Well, that would impact the team no matter who you are. In MLS, it's difficult with the limited salary cap. That if you have that many guys on the injury report and that many of your best players injured, I think it's unfair to expect a team to be able to handle all those absences week after week after week, which is why, you know, I think David Critchley, while St. Louis has played a little bit better under him, the results have been inconsistent, and they just got out, obviously, of a really rough stretch. And so I think that with what he's doing, he's coaching the players he has up. I think it's been very impressive in terms of just what I've witnessed in terms of their process and how they've played. Now you just have to start stringing results together, because it's one thing to play well. It's one thing to get good performances out of young players. But it's another thing to do that consistently and get results. And sometimes when you don't have your best players and your best team on the field, that's a really big challenge for not just David Critchley, but any coach in MLS who is playing with academy players that you have to bring up from the second team that signed their temporary contracts. And I believe Orozco just signed a full-time contract with the first team, which is great for him because he had a fantastic game against the Portland Timbers. And so, you know, this is what St. Louis is. You know, it's going to be development. It's going to be developing young players, making sure that they come through. And then once you get all of your best players healthy again, how good can this team be? I think that's going to be part of the assessment process for who stays and who goes next year.
Dax McCarty, you see him working as a studio analyst, MLS 360, MLS Countdown, wrap-up, all on Apple TV. Please give a plug for the Apple TV package and the MLS Season Pass package specifically. And for soccer fans who have not yet made the plunge, what they're going to get when they subscribe. It's a lot more than just the game broadcast.
Absolutely. We have an unbelievable crew. This is my first year. I just retired from the game last year, and I walked into basically a dream job over there on Apple TV with MLS Season Pass. We've got, I think, some of the best coverage of any sports league on the planet. Our team behind the scenes is fantastic. We do a one-hour pregame show before all the 7:30 kickoffs on Saturday called MLS Countdown. And then we have MLS 360, which is kind of like NFL Red Zone for any of you football fans out there, American football fans out there. We bounce around from game to game, showing all the chances, all the goals, all the saves, all the funny stuff that happens. If a baby runs out on the field and a player has to save them, guess what? We're going to show you. So we do it all. And then on Sundays, we have Sunday Night Soccer, and we have MLS Wrap Up, which wraps up the entire week. It's truly been kind of a whirlwind for me. But I'm loving every minute of it. It's been really fun. And I hope people enjoy our coverage. So tune in.
Dax, great stuff. Thank you so much for taking the time. And hopefully we'll talk to you again down the line.
My pleasure.
Awesome.
Best of luck to St. Louis this weekend.
Appreciate it. That's Dax McCarty joining us against City SC. They are going to match up against FC Dallas. That's going to be coming up tomorrow evening, 7:30. In addition to watching it on Apple TV, of course, you can listen to it on our sister station, Y98. One more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll be on for just a little while, leading you into Cardinals baseball. Don't go anywhere. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Live. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Just a couple minutes left here in hour number one. Here's what we're going to do over the next half hour or so, because we're going to lead you into Cardinals baseball. 7:45 for pregame? Do I have that right? I'm hosting the show. I should probably know what time it starts at. 7:45 for pregame. So we've got 50 minutes until then. We are going to give you an opportunity. We do this a lot when we have like day games and we don't do the full extra inning show. I hand the keys to the show over to you to a certain extent. It's like I'm the driver's ed teacher and I've got that big brake on the other side of the car. I can still hit the brake if I need to, but we will give you an opportunity to chime in. What are your expectations? What are you looking forward to? What, as you've spent the last 4 days without Cardinals baseball, are you like me where you just like think about baseball nonstop? That's how I am. I know I've thought through many things over the last 4 days. As you've been thinking about this team, and as they go into a pivotal couple weeks leading into the trade deadline, where the expectations for the final 2 months of the season will largely be set. And that, you know, I'm not comparing the Cardinals to Detroit. But last year, Detroit, they sold at the deadline, and then they went on a crazy run. So it's not an always, hey, you sold at the deadline, you're not in this thing. But I feel like if the Cardinals get to a point where that white flag starts to go up a little bit at the deadline, it's going to feel different at that point moving forward. And maybe it's going to be different in good ways. Maybe at that point you're able to just put Jordan Walker in the lineup every single day as opposed to what's going on right now. But just so many... Well, I'll certainly talk through of them, but there's so many different kind of narratives, tentacles, whatever you want to say when it comes to this Cardinals team. So after the 7 o'clock news, we will certainly give you that opportunity to talk through where you're at with this team. A lot of people very excited about the idea that this team still has a run in them and can fight their way into the postseason. There's other out there who just think that this team has They're in the race largely not because of what they've done, but because of what other teams have not done. And there's some validity to that when the Braves have had the season that they've had, when the Diamondbacks have had the season that they've had. There's some teams that we really thought would be solidly in a playoff run that just have not put together that kind of season. That's opened up the door for the Cardinals. But is the door still open? And is it a door that they can still walk through? And what can they do here moving forward over the next couple weeks to help this team maybe make a key move to help this team get better after the deadline? So whatever you want to talk about when it comes to this team, you know what? I'm going to say we'll get to that in a second. That'll be my tease. I started to say something and then I pulled back. We'll see if I finish that sentence after the 7 o'clock news right here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back at it as we roll on. We've got you for about a half hour or so. We'll take you to 7:40. See, the numbers are bad. That's why Kyle's here. Kyle is much better at numbers than I am. He can just tell me, hey, Matt, you need to be out at a certain time. And I can generally pull that off at a pretty good clip. So, yeah, 7:40 is when we'll wrap up Sports Open Line. 7:45 is when we will get underway with Cardinals baseball, or at least the pregame show for Cardinals baseball as they are matched up against the Arizona Diamondbacks coming up this evening. This is going to be a fun series. Diamondbacks are probably a little bit better than their record would indicate. They have been an underachieving team this season. They've certainly dealt with some injuries as well this season that have impacted them in a negative way. But Andre Pallante is going to go tonight. Brandon Pfaadt's going to go for the Diamondbacks. Pfaadt's not having a very good season. I think he's a pretty good pitcher, but he's pitched to a 5.16 ERA so far this year. Pallante 4.49, looking to bounce back after his last start, which was not especially good. So we'll have coverage for you. We'll have the full post-game show tonight. If you want to talk to me at 1 o'clock in the morning as we're doing the extra inning show, I'll be here for you. Kyle will be here for you, so we'll be good to go. I promised you I'd give you an opportunity to call. I wanted to get one thing. I want to talk through one quick thing, and I'm sure that this was talked about on this very show as I took time off over the last few days, so I'm going to repeat the conversation just because I want to share my thoughts on it. Kyle, All-Star Game, the swing-off, did you like it?
I did. I thought it was cool and unique.
Okay, I liked it too. For the All-Star Game, I liked it. Predictably, very predictably, the next day, on Wednesday, part of the national media narrative conversation was that this is coming to Major League Baseball regular season games. I don't think it is. And I don't think it is for a very specific reason, not to like pat myself on the back, but for a reason that I didn't hear anybody say, that I didn't hear a single person say. I'm not a huge Rob Manfred fan, but Manfred has done some things that I appreciate. And the way that Manfred works is he sees an issue and he tries to fix the issue. And sometimes he fixes the issue or attempts to fix the issue in weird ways. When games were slowing down and there were too many pitching changes, what did he do? Put in the 3-batter minimum rule. I didn't love that rule in the moment because I always appreciated the lefty one out guy, the Tony Fossises of the world. Love those guys. And that eliminated their ability to impact games the way they used to impact because now they have to face 3 in a row. But there was an issue. Too many pitching changes. The games were becoming a slog. So he did that. The pitch clock, somewhat connected to the same thing. The pace of the game and the time of game matter too, because how long games were going. But I think the bigger issue was the pace of the game. So that created some pace to it. There was an issue. They fixed it. So there was an issue with games going 13 innings, 14 innings, 15 innings. All of a sudden, a team might lose 3 or 4 games over the next week simply because of the resources that they had to allocate for these really long extra inning games. It was not good for baseball teams to play these 14, 15 inning games where you just didn't have pitching for some of these games would impact teams for a full week. That was an issue. That was a legitimate issue. This was happening enough that they did something about it. They put the runner on at second to start extra innings, and now games generally end in the 10th or 11th inning. Yeah, every once in a while you'll have something crazy happen where maybe you'll see a 14-inning game, but that happens so rarely. It doesn't happen often enough for it to be a real problem. So the problem that they were trying to fix was the extended extra inning games. That problem was fixed with the runner on at second. There's no problem anymore. Why would you bring the swing? And so I maybe I'm wrong. We can keep this tape and we can replay it as how much of an idiot I am 3 years, 4 years down the line when the swing off comes to Major League Baseball. But Rob Manfred has a track record of doing things to fix perceived problems. And there's no perceived problem that the swing off fixes. So that's why I don't think we're going to see it come to Major League Baseball regular season games.
I agree completely. I don't think the runner on second base in extra innings is a problem. I think it's done exactly what you said. It's sped up games. It's eliminated those 19-inning games. And, you know, in the playoffs, they get rid of it. That's when you're supposed to get rid of it. And when it comes to this home run derby, it was fun in an all-star game. Yeah. That's an exhibition game. A home run derby isn't baseball. It's a home run derby. That changes everything completely when it comes to regular season baseball.
It's part of the reason you can enjoy something in the moment, but in the bigger picture, not like it. If I'm watching a hockey game that's determined by a shootout, I like it in the moment because it's exciting. But I don't like the idea of a win or a loss being assigned to a hockey team based off a skills competition.
Agreed.
That's what a home run derby is. It is a skills competition. So that's why I appreciate what the NHL did, where they went, you know, 4-on-4 and then 3-on-3. At least 3-on-3 hockey might not look like 5-on-5 hockey, but it's still hockey. It is still the game of hockey, where a shootout is not the game of hockey. It is a skills competition. So that's where I draw the line. Starting with a runner on at second, it might look a little bit different, but it is still the game of baseball. A home run derby is not the game of baseball. It's a skills competition. That's all it is.
Yeah, and you can say it the same in any sport. You compared it to hockey. It's like in basketball. If they went and overtime, let's have a 3-point contest. Like, that's dumb. That's right. Not basketball.
No, I don't. And so I mentioned a few moments ago how I lament the lefty one out guy being gone. That would be something. If all of a sudden, look, home runs are already really important. I know there is a vocal minority of people who say small ball, small ball, small ball. There's too many home runs, yada, yada, yada. Like, that's, I'm sorry. No, you need power to win games in today's Major League Baseball for the most part. Is there going to be occasionally a team that is just really good at doing something else that they can, but that is an extreme outlier. The general rule of thumb is going to be that you have to have power, you have to have home run, you have to have extra base hits to score runs in today's Major League Baseball. It's different. It has never been more challenging to string hits together than it is now. So the game of baseball has already created a scenario or an environment where home run hitters and power hitters have more value now than they did before because of what you need to do to score runs. But I would hate for a rule to come in that would even lessen more the ability for a non-home run hitter to impact a team. I still want to see the fast guy. There's a place for those players on rosters. There's just more places for other types of players on the roster.
Yeah, if there was this home run derby, imagine how much these power hitters are getting paid. I mean, adding wins every time they do it. If you win in a home run derby, Kyle Schwarber is going to start making crazy money because of what he did in the All-Star game.
And that there's enough games that end in a tie after nine innings that is going to be very impactful. You would end the season and look at the standings, and we would look at the records of teams that what they were in the swing off. It's just not happening. I got a text message from the 618 says, I also totally disagree with the swing off and extra innings. Leave that to exhibition games like the All-Star game only. Yeah, it was really fun. It was really, really fun. I loved it. I'm not a big Kyle Schwarber guy, but in that moment, I kind of became a fan of him. The only thing that this is what I was actually rooting for. I was rooting for him to get two of three. No, I was rooting for it was the Tampa guy. Who went over
Aranda.
Three. Yeah, yeah. Aranda. Jonathan Aranda comes up and goes 0-3. I really wanted him to get one so we would get Alonzo to come out in a tie situation and where you could basically have the walk-off home run.
Right.
That was what we missed out in that situation. With all due respect to Aranda, I know a lot of guys were gone.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys were gone. There had to be somebody better than him.
Yeah, no disrespect. He's having a fantastic
great
year.
Great season,
But, I mean, he's not like you look at him and you're like, home run derby.
No. And they had to declare who the hitters were going to be the day before. That's part of why.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so the two managers the day before declared to the league or somebody who the hitters were going to be. Stowers was a late pick because of the injury to Ketel Marte, right?
Yeah.
That's who got hit in the hand. Is that right? Did I have that right?
I think so.
Okay. And so then he got picked at the very last moment, but basically, and that's where the travel plans came in. Like the managers knew Shohei is going to be long gone. Judge is going to be long gone. These guys are going to be long gone from this All-Star game. They're already going to be on their planes headed to wherever their family. I am curious, though. Did Aaron Judge leave? Because the Yankees are playing in Atlanta tonight. Did Judge go home? Or did he wasn't there, so he had to go home. He could have had a nice little vacation in Atlanta for 4 days and then not had to travel back in.
That's a good question.
But maybe if he went to like the Bahamas or something, somewhere in the crew, it's worth to play. But yeah, he was in Atlanta for the All-Star game, and then the Yankees are playing in Atlanta tonight. Okay, we'll take a break. I told you that we would give an opportunity for you to chime in on the Cardinals. We will do that coming up in our next segment. I went long. I pontificated for a long amount of time about the swing off in the All-Star game. We will get back to the Cardinals coming up in just a moment right here on KMOX. It's Graybar Sports Open Line. We only have about 20 minutes or so left in the program. I wanted to open this up to you, and we'll see if we get any response to this or not. But I'm sure folks are maybe folks who don't normally tune in. They're starting to tune in, getting ready for Cardinals baseball, our pregame show tonight at 7:45. But this is sort of the moment in the program. I want to give you the opportunity. Where are you at with this team coming out of the break? There are mile marker points throughout the season. And we have two mile marker points here within 3 weeks of each other, and they are both very notable. The All-Star break and then the trade deadline. And that time between the All-Star break and the trade deadline for every team in Major League Baseball can be so incredibly impactful in helping determine the direction that the team is going. Bluntly, I don't want to have the are they going to buy or sell conversation. We've had it too much lately. I think it's a dumb conversation, to be perfectly honest with you. I think it's going to be clear. If it's not clear, then let's have that conversation in 2 weeks. But I think as we come up on the trade deadline, based off the way the team plays between now and then, I think it's going to be very clear whether or not they're going to be buyers or sellers. So let's not waste words and waste breath right now talking about, oh, they're going to be buyers or sellers. Like, we'll see. We'll see. If they play good baseball and they are in legitimate playoff contention, they'll probably add. If they look really bad over the next 2 weeks, they probably won't. That's it. That's the extent of the conversation. We don't need to go any further than that at this point in time. Now, I do think what is a more interesting question, and talked about this a little bit today when I was on with the Gas House Gang, whether they're adding to the roster or removing from the roster, are they also trying to reduce redundancies off the roster? Are they going to take you have the trade deadline and then you have the offseason. And those are the two times where you can try to remove from your roster, not so much in a way that you're wanting to sell off, but more in a way that you can construct a roster that makes more sense. Because in many ways, this roster continues to have issues. And the issue obviously started when they couldn't get a Nolan Arenado deal done. That was obvious. That was clear. There were things that they wanted to be able to accomplish this year that they have not completely been able to accomplish because Arenado's on the roster. I don't expect Arenado to be somebody who's moved at the deadline this year. I think you look at that contract and it's still a more unmovable contract than anything else. You have the whole situation with Heim Bloom's coming in. So any decision that this team makes right now that has an impact on next year, Bloom is going to be involved in those decisions as well. But are they, like I've said over and over, it doesn't work to have a roster next year that has Nolan Arenado, Nolan Gorman, Brendan Donovan, Thomas Ajayi, and J.J. Weatherholt all on the roster. And there's some other names that are can be kind of, you know, an outfielder like a Walker or a Nootbaar or a Burleson can be connected to that as well, because then all of a sudden Donovan has more of a defined role if there's an open spot in the outfield, because he can go out there and one of your 9 million players who can play on the infield can then go to second base. I thought it was a really interesting conversation that we had on Redbird Rush Hour today about, is there something going on that the Cardinals are leaving J.J. Weatherholt at the shortstop position? A guy who's clearly going to be competing for a major league job in spring training next year, hasn't really played much outside of shortstop. He'll play a little bit of second. I would think, you know, some third will be in there, but he's playing shortstop more than anything else. Do we see him go to the Arizona Fall League this year and play a little bit in the outfield just to maybe expand? Because he's a guy that you want his bat in the lineup more than anything else. He's a fine defender. He'd be fine at second base. He'd be good enough at shortstop. But if it's somebody that you're not worried about his defense, you're worried about just having his bat in the lineup, and there seems to be more of an opportunity to get him into the outfield, do you do that? So those are some of the points that we're talking through right now. Again, if you want to join in, you can call 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can also tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. Or for those of you who are watching us on the video chat, you can leave a comment and we will address those. Matt sending in a message earlier saying that J.J. Weatherholt 2-for-2 with 2 doubles and 2 innings tonight at AAA. Kyle, didn't you say that's now 3-for-3 with 2 doubles, correct?
That is correct.
So he is continuing to perform at a pretty high level for the Memphis Redbirds. Let's go ahead and update his numbers for you with where he is at. Weatherholt, since he has made the move to AAA, admittedly, it's just 3 games, but he's hitting .364 with an OPS just over 1,300. So that will play, and it's good to see him jump off the right off the bat and do a nice job. Also, an update, we talked about this earlier. Nolan Gorman was in the lineup that was first posted a few hours ago, and then maybe 90 minutes ago, maybe a little bit more than that. It was at the end of Gas House Gang when we saw it. All of a sudden, the lineup that was posted no longer included Gorman. Well, Katie Wu tweeted out a little bit more than a half hour ago. She said, Nolan Gorman was scratched from today's lineup with a back issue. He was unavailable the day before the All-Star break for the same reason. So that's notable. That is concerning. And not only is that, it's concerning for a few reasons. Let's go through them. First off, just the fact that Gorman can't get past this back stuff. This is something that he has had throughout his career. And I don't know if we can put the word chronic on it quite yet, but it's starting to feel that way. When you've got a guy who's going out due to back issues every single year, that is part of the evaluation process of him. If this is a year where the team is evaluating who they have on the roster, well, then you evaluate the fact that Nolan Gorman is having a hard time in the lineup because of the same issue every year. That's a problem. When we talk, and it is also a problem, but when we talk about Lars Nootbaar and his history of injuries, it feels like it's been more different things. With Gorman, it's always the back. And is this something that's just going to continue to plague him? And if it is, that impacts the way you view him. So that's one thing. The other thing is, with all due respect to all parties involved, and I'm about to say their name, 5 through 9 tonight for the Cardinals order, just doesn't really give you a chance to score a lot of runs. Watch them all go 2 for 4 tonight with a double and them score 10 runs. But based off the season totals, Nolan Arenado is hitting 246 with a sub 700 OPS. He's your five hitter tonight. Mason Wynn is hitting 255 with an OPS just a little bit above 700. Jordan Walker is your seven hitter tonight, a 210 average. Pedro Pajes is your eight hitter, a 208 average. Victor Scott II is your nine hitter, a 235 average. So there is a clear line in this lineup tonight. You feel really good. You feel really good about your top four. Brendan Donovan, Ivan Herrera, Alec Burleson, Wilson Contreras, all plus hitters. And then snap of a finger, you get to the five hitter, and the overall season production from those guys has left something to be desired. They've all had moments. You know, Mason Wynn is a much better hitter than what he has shown recently. Nolan Arenado continues to show that he can come up with the big hit in the big games on occasion. He's a guy who's really banged up right now. But after going Donovan, Herrera, Burleson, Contreras, to follow that up with Arenado, Wynn, Walker, Pajes, Scott, there's just not a lot of production coming right now, 5 through 9. So the last thing you want to see happen is those top four guys are getting on the bases and doing things, and then they're just not getting anything out of the bottom of the order. And I hope that doesn't happen, but at the same time, you see the numbers these guys are putting up, and I think it's legitimate to be somewhat worried about that. One more break. We will come back. We'll get you just a few more minutes of the program, and then we'll get out of here and get you set for Cardinals pregame. Cardinals Diamondbacks tonight. Don't go anywhere. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Here on KMOX, it is a Graybar Sports Open Line. About 5 minutes left in the program as we will take you to Cardinals of baseball tonight. Cardinals Diamondbacks matched up against each other coming up this evening, opening up a 3-game series. Cardinals have Andre Pallante going tonight, and then they are going to have Sonny Gray going in game number 2 coming up tomorrow. So Gray will get the 6 days rest. Today would have been, I guess, 5 days rest. Today we'll be pitching on a 6-day going tomorrow. He didn't throw that many pitches last time out. That was the that final day of the pre-All-Star break portion of the season where they had the multiple rain delays. Not to like go back to that day, but I felt so bad for everybody who was involved in that. Like, if you didn't hear, Brendan Donovan missed his flight to the All-Star game. And the Cardinals, to their absolute credit, chartered him, Chris Conroy's family, a flight, so they were able to get there. And look, these guys are Major League Baseball players. They make really good money. They have great lives. They're like, I'm not crying for them in the moment, but they're also human beings. And a lot of them don't see their wives and don't see their kids and things like that for very much during the season. And you book your flights to try to get out of, this is for both the Cardinals and the Braves for that matter. You book your flights and you try to get out of there. And I'm sure there were a good number of Cardinals and Braves players who were stuck in St. Louis that night, getting a flight out the next day, and they just lost some time. So again, nothing, that's part of it. They have really good jobs and they make really good money, and but they're also human beings at the same time. So that was what I was thinking about that day, as I kept seeing that this game was delayed and the delay was going on, and then the second delay was started, and that, you know, Major League Baseball really wanted them to get this game in and everything, and then the draft is getting started and the thing hasn't even ended yet. I was just thinking from a very human standpoint with some of those people who were going through it, how they were feeling. I'm not trying to completely like rehash everything that was talked about over the last 4 days leading into today simply because I wasn't here. But I was, just real quickly, I was very happy with the way the draft went down for the Cardinals. A lot of power pitching. I have to think that Heim Bloom had an influence in maybe some of the individuals, but more so the theory, the way they're going to do things, because that's what the Cardinals don't have. They just do not have enough swing and miss. And when you have the 5th overall pick, you're going to get a good player. And Liam Doyle was the guy that I wanted them to select. Of the players that I thought might be available, he was the guy that I most wanted them to select at number five. With this year's draft, it wasn't an especially deep draft. J.J. Weatherholt could have easily gone number one. And people talk about him maybe possibly going number one last year, if not for some injuries. There would have been even more of a possibility. Last year's draft was deeper. Next year's draft is likely going to be deeper as well. So there were some flaws with everybody, including Doyle. But all things considered, for the players that you thought might be available, and you thought that Doyle would probably be available at number five, I'm glad they went with him. You know, there was talk about Jamie Arnold from Florida State. He scared me. He scared me a lot because this time last year, he might have been the overall number one pick, and then he regressed this past season. Does he still have great stuff? Yeah, he does. And I'm not going to sit here and break down a collegiate pitcher. Like, that's not what I do, but I do know that his stock dropped this year. And whenever I see that happen, I get worried, okay, is this the start of a trend? Has he reached that pinnacle and now he's going to start coming down that mountain on the other side? Maybe not, but when you've got the fifth pick in the draft and you're the St. Louis Cardinals and you never, ever, ever pick that high and you hopefully don't pick that high again for a really long time, if ever, you can't miss. You can't make a mistake. You can't be wrong. You have to get value, extreme value out of that pick. So when I see a guy whose stock was way up high last year and then it dropped significantly, that concerns me. So I was glad they didn't go with Arnold. Never thought that Holiday was going to be there. There was no way he was going to go by. This is nothing against Holiday. I think he's going to be a really good player. He could have easily been the number one pick. But the owner of the Rockies, Dick Monfort, cares about one thing, and it's not winning, it's money. So guess what? They get to sell Holiday jerseys in Colorado again. That was worth more than anything else for Holiday. He was never going to go past the Rockies. Cardinals baseball. They open up a series against the Diamondbacks. Our broadcast begins in 5 minutes right here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.